Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
Productivity isn't just about getting more things done. It's about getting the right things done. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. How do we discover the right things, the things that count and make a difference? We get help and biblical advice from Matt Perman. He's author of What's Best Next? How the Gospel Transforms the Way You Get Things Done. Matt explains how something he calls GDP helps him square his priorities and be as productive as he can be.
That's an acronym for gospel-driven productivity, and that's the system that I outline in this. And, you know, using GDP is intentional. I saw, hey, I could have called it gospel-centered productivity, but I said, wait. If I call it gospel-driven productivity, it can be GDP, and that is an intentional echo to gross domestic product, except with a difference. Gross domestic product is the measure of a nation's productivity in its economy, but it's merely a monetary measure. And I argue we need to think about productivity in much more than just monetary terms. This is not about a life of personal peace and affluence and maximizing the amount of money you earn. This is about being productive the way God defines it, and that's doing good for others. Money is not the success. So I'm tying into a common measure of productivity, but I'm saying we got to change that around a bit. And gospel-driven productivity is my method, because I do believe methods are important. It's much easier to remember things. So I bring everything together into a guiding principle for gospel-driven productivity, and that's love. Seeking the benefit of the other person first is actually the way to be most productive, and it's what the scriptures teach us to do. That's how to be productive in a way that glorifies God. And then I lay out four steps, which fall into the acronym DARE. And just real quickly, it's define. You need to know your mission and values in life. And then architect. You can't just leave your mission and values at the level of intention. You have to weave them into the structure of your life through a flexible framework. So a basic template to your week, that's architect. But then we come to what we all encounter. We just have way too much to do and way too much going on. And that's why the third step is reduce. You got to get rid of the things that don't fit. And then the last step is execute. And that's where the rubber meets the road, where you're getting things done in the moment. And a lot of times we think of productivity just in terms of the execute step. But really, there's all these other things that need to go before it. Otherwise, you're going to be executing on the wrong things, or you're going to have way too much to execute on. So you need to have it in the proper worldview and framework. So that's why the whole DARE is important.